Hot new drama is coming to Disney Plus.
5, 6, 7, 8.
When lives are at stake.
I have a pulse.
We gotta move fast.
Hearts are racing.
I love you, and I'm gonna love you.
And family is everything.
All right, team. We work side by side.
New drama can't wait. Set a reminder to stream the latest seasons of Grey's Anatomy and 9-1-1.
Welcome back.
And the new series, Dr. Odyssey.
Brace for impact.
Exclusively on Disney Plus. Streaming this October from $4.99 a month, 18 plus subscription required.
Do we really need another computer? One that's faster, more powerful? Not everyone does. But to reinvent music using a neural processor, work off the grid with all-day battery, or bring your vision to life with AI-powered co-creator, then a Copilot Plus PC can make a difference. A powerful AI computer is not for everyone. But if you're trying to change the world, even if just your own, we built one for you. Microsoft Copilot Plus PCs powered by Snapdragon. The fastest, most intelligent Windows PCs ever. Battery life varies with usage and settings.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast.
You want to grab Buggles and pull his body back. I take an attack of opportunity.
Not a crit. Regular hit. Still up.
Asa, you have no idea where Barnes is. You see Zephyr bleeding out, dragging Buggles' carcass back into the observatory.
She touches Ramius on the back. We have to leave him.
Barnes!
We have to leave him.
Blue Lady, barking orders to the one that's chasing after Barnes.
Finish them, I can smell blood.
They have swords out. They're closing on you. They're coming in for the kill.
He's going to cast Rousing Splash.
Oh.
On Buggles. It wakes you up.
It is Sakawachi's turn. Should I try to put one of them to sleep? I've never tried this magic before.
Yes.
I'd like you to roll the will saves.
God damn it. Now I'm going to roll high.
You better roll as expected.
So
you just want a die roll from me?
I just want two die rolls.
Come on.
Natural 20.
Oh my God! I'm going to shoot myself!
All right, I'll roll for the second one.
It's just amazing.
Don't do it
that
again. Saved.
Oh, the one that
surely
has
it won't happen again. Not even God himself.
Natural 20! Back to back! Natural 20!
There's no way.
I saw it! Stop!
You are cursed!
The adventure continues. Now.
They didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
Where's your hat?
I wanted to sneak it by you. Brody was setting up the lights. He goes, "Is this the first November?" I'm like, "Shh, shh, 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 shh." They don't know. It's the first November ep, as is tradition. Christmas season has begun in the LaValle household and in the household of all of you who have come to see.
Oh my
just
God.
Makes everything better.
In my defense, I did know. I just thought you chose to move on from the bit because it didn't land so much.
It's not a bit. It's my life.
It's more than a bit.
This is, it's early October in real life, but if you're watching this now, it's November, and I hope those of you who've started to celebrate on November 1st, like I do, are having as much joy as I have with the holiday and aren't already feeling nervous. There's not a lot of time left.
Oh, I haven't even actually started for you yet.
It's only 55 days and I'm already nervous that it's not going to be enough.
So insane.
Well, I start on October 24th now, but that's a different story because that's when Hallmark starts with their new Christmas movies. You wouldn't know it's Christmas in here, though, because it's a real somber mood.
Ooh.
Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of battles long, long ago. I want to take this entire band to talk about the situation rather than just bant about something. Because then after the first break,
everything else seems frivolous.
Everything else, well, not Christmas, but everything besides that just seems silly in retrospect. How you feeling?
Great. You know what? There's a...
Thanks, Troy.
I'm feeling great, Troy. I feel great. I read a book once, or maybe I've read a couple at this point.
I've read a book once. Have you ever read a book that didn't have a spaceship or an orc in it?
You are nailing this. Nailing it.
Okay.
Well, you want to take it back? You want to go back?
I've read a few books about mountain climbing.
Oh,
I love mountain climbing.
You love mountain climbing.
I'm fascinated by it.
Have you ever mountain climbed?
No. We'll read these books and you'll never mountain climb. And there's an interesting thing. That,
all books about mountain climbing is like, they're not going to sell you on mountain climbing.
No. If they write a book about it, it's because something horrible happened. And in general, there seems to be a common theme among survivors of intense cold and high altitude sickness, that kind of stuff. And many of them speak of freezing and fear and death coming, and then a moment where you're no longer cold. You actually start to feel warm and relaxed, and you begin to accept your fate. Your brain chemistry changes, and you start taking your gloves off.
Oh, yeah. This is an actual thing, right?
Yeah.
You start taking your jacket off.
You're like slipping into a warm bathtub.
Yeah, and you just lay down in the snow and peacefully die.
Really, your body.
The best way to die.
Yeah, and I feel
like a mania from the hypothermia. You start to
they find
people just need to sleep.
Yeah, and you're not like your body stops shivering. You don't feel cold anymore. It's horrifying. And so right now, I kind of feel like I've been fighting against this for so many episodes, and I've been freezing and and now I'm just like, oh, this is just nice. This is relaxing.
I took off all my clothes in the cave.
An end to all things. And
when you started making new characters, that's when you did it.
Yeah, okay.
You were nude. You were fully in the nude.
You were fully nude.
Isn't it crazy?
Just make it snow angels at 26,000 feet.
Nice out here.
Just to continue with this mountain climbing, isn't it crazy? I think it's Everest, where there's like bodies up there that are famous that they can't take down. It's like green shoes. You heard about this?
All of the bodies.
They're they're just up there. And as you're climbing, you're like, oh, there's that guy. Yeah. Nobody can save him.
Oh, Steve. Right.
Just let him
free. Because you can't get a body back down.
Can't get a body back down. It's just like, I think he's been removed. But this famous one, I think it's Green Shoes, Mount Everest. You see this poor body.
Guy with green shoes?
Yeah, he's got like green snow boots or something. But
it's crazy. But no, what I mean to say is just I think I've come to a certain level of healthy acceptance. Not surrender as much as healthy acceptance.
Yeah.
Because I think that we can make it a great story. And I think if it ends, we'll start another great one. So
yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah. I think you can surrender as long as you don't give yourself away.
Hey.
It's a journey.
He's got a cape. Just smile and nod.
A cape and a pen.
And a Bone Storm shirt.
I'm ready.
That's a good shirt.
Buy me Bone Storm or go to hell.
Bone Storm. Hey, that's Christmas.
Yeah. That's all my favorite Christmas Simpsons episode.
That's all he wanted for Christmas, but instead he got
Lee Carvallo's putting challenge.
Lee Carvallo's putting challenge.
I am Carvallo.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about it. I think that I said this to you after last week's ep. I was like, I feel like I've done a fair balance of giving you opportunity without taking my foot off the gas. And it's not that you didn't take the opportunity. It's just the dice gods have foiled you at every single turn.
Yes.
Never more evident than your back-to-back natural 20s. On sleep spell saves.
I managed to forget about that for a little bit.
How?
I can't believe you just brought that back up.
That was amazing.
Do you want to know what happened before we started recording? Sydney, what happened before we started recording?
What did you do?
Oh, I sage. I did smudging again. I got some Palo Santo because I love the smell. Mostly for comfort for when everything is bad.
Right. It smells like Christmas in here.
It smells really nice.
You started doing the corners.
So somebody's making stuffing.
I did the corners, which you're supposed to do when you smudge. I don't fucking know. And I went to sage.
We're like, do Joe's his
you
chair,
weren't here.
Do
you
his
were in the bathroom.
Joe wasn't here. And I went to his tray. They're like, do his dice tray. And I went to the dice tray. And it got snuffed out.
The fire went out.
The moment that I was like hovering, it just went out. And I was like, well, that's done.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Like, literally, like black demon smoke was just like.
Like it's ice. It's so ice cold around there. It put out a fire. It enveloped it.
And I just kind of was like, I don't know what to think about.
We all watched it happen. It was like supernatural.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a black hole of luck.
But maybe I fixed it. Maybe it was like, that's what it took, you know, like.
Maybe. I have not rolled a die in it since you did whatever this thing you did when I wasn't here was.
Well, good thing is you told me about a plan you have in the event that Asta doesn't make it.
Yes.
And I'd like you to share that plan with the table.
I think Anisha will love this plan.
Yeah. I think you're all really going to like this. Sharks, let me introduce Sharks. An idea to you.
I don't know what this is.
I'm asking you for 5%.
No.
No.
Right now she's doing a bit from the television show Shark Tank.
Yes, I'm familiar.
I have an idea. I don't feel like a mountain climber dying peacefully in the night. I don't want Asta to die. I feel very strongly. I've already had a character die on the show. I don't want my other character to die. But the only thing that would bring me joy if she were to die is if I can play Hubert as a character, make him a bard.
Get that camera on Joe.
Exactly the reaction that was predicted.
I made this face.
That might be the worst idea you've had in a long time.
It's the best idea. I love it.
Why is it bad?
Why is it bad?
5%? That's 5%? I'm in. 5%. I'll give you 10.
5%. You get equity in the character.
Literally, I do.
You're not considering this. Like, you have to change the AP.
I was like, you gotta tell him why.
I brought it up to Troy. And I said, let me know if it's a non-starter. Because I'll just like...
The only thing worse than Hubert is a bar. I can't believe you combined those two horrible ideas.
I wanted you to know on air. Troy told me. It's not a no.
Okay.
So you better keep Asta alive, baby.
That's what I say to my kids.
Ramius is going to jump in front of her. No!
It's not a no is what I say to my kids when I want them to just forget what they just asked. It's not a no.
And they're like, all right.
We'll talk about it later.
So it's a yes.
Has it ever worked?
No, they have dad's old photographic memory. I was going to say photogenic memory.
Did I always say photogenic.
A good looking memory. Memory. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've gone through a bunch of permutations in my head. It's combat. I wanted to end it last week because I like a 90-minute ep. I hate 2-hour eps. I feel like 90 minutes is a lot. I'm sure people are upset about it. But like, I just like 90 minutes. I feel like it's digestible. And I just can't believe now this has been 7 combat episodes in a row, I think.
Yeah, it's insane.
Dragon, Gate Combat 1, Gate Combat 2.
Gate Combat 3.
There were 3.
There were 3 Gate Combats? No.
It was the...
Yeah.
No, it's Dragon.
Yosoki.
Yosoki and Lizard.
Plant or Weird Fucked Up Skin World.
With Night Gaunt. That was 1 episode.
No.
Oh, 1 episode.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, episodes. And then it was Karen White. Karen. Then it was the Raiders.
Yes.
Then it was Running Away from the Raiders. Yeah, this is the 7th in a row, I think.
Maybe 8th.
This is the 8th, right?
I have not rested.
Yeah, have not rested.
Have not rested.
Not rested. Wild.
Wow.
Wild. If you could pull through here.
Never mind.
The glorious bounty.
I am in a warm blanket.
You're in a warm blanket.
Of ice.
You're removing your thermal underwear.
I'm removing my thermal underwear. Yeah. We're in what they call in mountain climbing, the death zone.
Merry Christmas. We'll be back after this.
Episode of the GCP is sponsored by the greatest flavored air device ever conceived or constructed by the hands of humans. Fume. Flavored air, as if you didn't know, is quickly becoming the leading alternative to vaping and smoking. It is a whole new movement toward better habits, and Fume is leading the way. Trying Fume is just your first step toward taking your vape pen and breaking it down into its component parts and selling it for scrap. You won't need it anymore. Get that bad habit out of your life and turn it into a good habit. Fume is an award-winning flavored air device. It isn't vaping. You're simply passing air through a flavor cartridge with a passive diffusion system that uses no electronics, vapor, or combustion. And when it hits your mouth, it is delicious, it's fresh, and speaking for myself,
It just relaxes me. And I can use it anywhere because it's not actually burning anything or vaporizing anything. It's just air. It has no nicotine. It's not addictive. The flavors are non-toxic. And it's not powered. You never need to charge it. Fume continuously invests in third-party studies to ensure the safety of their products. And Fume is backed by doctors in the U.S., so it's really worth giving a try. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use our code GCN to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfume.com, that's T-R-Y-F-U-M.com, and use code GCN to get a free gift with your order today. Today's ep of the GCP is sponsored by Henson Shaving, the family-owned company that is challenging the status quo of shaving, and I am all about it. If you were born after 1970, I bet, like me, you have pretty much only known a world of multi-blade razors and subscription razor services. Henson Shaving is an aerospace parts manufacturer that has set out, that is on a mission to change the shaving industry as a whole by getting rid of gimmicks like subscriptions or moisturizing strips, and instead utilizing precision engineering to craft an incredible razor that you can literally use for the rest of your life. I've been using this razor for every shave this year, and I can say with confidence that I love this razor. I recommend it not only to you guys, but I have bought Henson Shaving razors for my family, and I sing their praises in any conversation that turns to shaving. Sometimes I awkwardly force the conversation to shaving because I'm obsessed with this razor. It's one blade. It is easily replaceable and extremely easy and efficient to clean, and that blade is placed into a razor designed to extend only 0.0013 inches past the shave plane. And as a result of that short extension, I have not had one nick, not one scrape. I haven't even had a little bit of razor burn this entire year. Don't wait any longer. Get rid of subscription services and overpriced multi-blade replacement cartridges. Visit HensonShaving.com/GCP to pick the razor for you. And use code GCP and you'll get 2 years worth of blades for free with your razor. You just got to make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/GCP and use code GCP.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Folks, we're back. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, as always, Foundry Virtual Tabletop and Old Norse Foundry. Skid, that one didn't kill you last week.
No, it saved my life for a short period, perhaps temporarily. But yeah,
this one saved the lives of multiple raiders.
Yeah.
It did. That one right there.
It did.
Yep.
It did.
Also,
I'm going to be worshiping it as a god.
Yeah, for real.
Be sure to check out our subscription service. We're doing a 30-day free trial. Jointhenaish.com. Use code GCN30. If you already have it, tell your friends. Free for 30 days. You can't beat it. Best subscription service in the biz. And also leave a positive review if you enjoy the show. If you don't enjoy the show, send me an email. Troy@glasscannonnetwork.com and let me know what you don't like. I mean it. Instead of writing a bad email, tell me what you don't like. Troy@glasscannonnetwork.com. But if you do enjoy it, please leave a positive review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever the fuck it's called, or Spotify.
Any of them.
You literally have been in the podcast business for 10 years.
They change it every week. Podcast Connect.
They changed it once about 7 years ago.
What's it called?
Pod.
I only know it.
It's called Apple Podcast.
Thank you. Apple Podcast. That's the one that really matters. Spotify is important too, but Apple Podcast is still the
Spotify's great.
King.
Yeah.
So please leave a review. And I'm serious. If you don't like it, email us. We take that to heart.
All right.
Without further ado.
Adieu.
Got this.
Let's get back into it. I realized a really cool function between last week and this week that I can unlink the initiative tracker so that it doesn't just stay on the map that it was on.
Oh, cool.
So I only have to bounce back and forth for Barnes's death. I can keep everyone else here.
Barnes!
So Sakauchi, after realizing how fruitless the situation was going to be, comes up couple rounds ago. I've never been in a fight. I don't know what to do. I have magics. I've never used them before. What do you want me to do? Praise to his gods to bless you. Last round, he extends the radius of that bless and also attempts to put two of these hobgoblin raiders, which have now entered the observatory, breached the building, to sleep. I let Joe roll the will saves. Spectacular, the most spectacular failure in the history of the show. Two natural 20s for them to critically succeed.
So unbelievable.
On their saves. I mean, who knows how I would have even run sleep. We mentioned that it is kind of an out of combat thing, but I certainly would have given you an edge, a round or two. Something.
Yeah, action. I had, after the fact, after that episode, we talked a lot. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up over this. Sleep would have been useless.
Let the internet do that.
Sleep would have been useless. Even if I failed the saves as we wanted to, it wouldn't have been helpful. And then you were like, well, no, wait. Even if it was quote-unquote useless, you would still have at least dropping weapons, perhaps falling prone for a round. You have to get back up and get everything. But so I was just like, you're right. This was a huge disaster that I rolled these two natural 20s.
Yeah, no,
huge disaster.
Could have been. I mean, to be fair, you had to fail, and they had bonuses.
Yeah.
So that would have been hard.
They did have bonuses.
They had plus ones.
They might have passed anyway.
But for you to just so spectacularly ruin all shots.
It was the most unlikely thing that was also the most predictable thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm...
It was
I'm,
like the ball rolling between Buckner's legs.
Too soon.
Very strange,
but too soon.
Meanwhile, I'm switching D20s left and right, trying to get one that doesn't roll 20s, and just consistently rolling 20, 20. I'm seeing that planet die more times in my dice tray than I've seen our logo in the public. It's just, this is what happens. We talk about this all the time. We've talked about this for 10 years. When the PCs roll poorly and the GM rolls rocks, people die. And that's kind of where we're at here. We're in the middle of round 5, even though it feels like round 25. The leader of this group, the woman, this blue lady, we've called her, this blue hobgoblin lady, has also breached the building. She's using her running reload to get that movement and free reload of her crossbow, which has just been devastating with all the extra shit. She's taken poor Zephyr down to dying 2 with a crit. We didn't even roll out the damage because it didn't matter. Buggles was brought back up by Ramius, giving him 3 temporary hit points for 1 minute. Enough to, like, get him into the fight here. He tried to freeze blast one in the back, the one that's on death's door. Wasn't able to do it. Asta's phase bolt missed. Meanwhile, Barnes is outside. It's Raider 2's turn. This is the one that, by all accounts, should be dead.
We spent an entire episode trying to kill this guy who has single-digit hit points. And failed.
So insane.
And not for lack of trying, we failed.
Man, okay. They have swords out now. They've dropped their bows. So here's what I'm going to do. This one is going to pull his shield off of his back. He is going to move up to Asta, second action. Third action is going to strike you with a longsword. Yet again, I need my glasses. Okay.
Stop. No. Just lie. All
right, I didn't roll this one. I haven't rolled this one in a while. This is from friend of the show, Norse Foundry Zone Eric, sent me Red Sox dice. They're not in the playoffs, so I might as well roll this dice. Here we go. This die. No, yours got white. Mine doesn't have any of that white bullshit.
Oh, you mean? Oh, mine's America.
Yeah.
Mine is not.
Yours is just Boston.
I don't know what you got for hit points. I know you're drained too. Probably wounded.
Just roll your dice.
I can't even look.
I don't want to know.
Okay. As middling as it goes.
That's a hit.
But that's going to be a
29.
20 total.
Miss.
Yes!
From my breastplate that I got from the dragon horde.
Oh, from the roll-off.
My plus one breastplate.
Saves your life.
In-game roll-off.
Saved my life.
That is the full complement of its actions.
You're done.
Zephyr will move in the initiative order. So now, meanwhile, deep within Skywatch, let's go to old Barnsey. Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
You jumped. This all began from Barnes' curiosity. Not even curiosity. You were trying to.
I was concerned about him, this guy, running back to get friends.
Right. And he did. Friends are ready.
Thank God his friends didn't get involved.
I was. While this was a tactical blunder, my concern was justified.
Yes, you were. It was a heroic intention. But intentions do not matter. You jumped into the water. They're firing pot shots at you. You start going down. They turn their attention to the rest of the party. But one guy, the original guy that burst into the observatory, he's still been on you. You're playing kind of cat and mouse with him, using your mirror to reflect yourself onto one shore, behind a barrel, onto the other dock. Now he is standing across from you. There's a little bridge separating you. The con is yours.
So I'm going to take an action here.
You can take three.
We'll see.
Two.
Very generous.
Yeah. Very generous. We were talking about the distinction. Is this going to be a TPK? Or is it going to be a TPK minus Barnes and then Barnes gets away? Because weirdly, I'm in a slightly more safe
position. Here's the question.
That'd be a, I can think on this network, that's a TPQ, because it's what happened to Karazor.
There you go, TPQ. I like that.
Okay. Oh, nice.
I like that.
T-shirt.
I'll make it simple for you.
Don't tell me what to do.
Do you? No, it's a simple question. Do you want to play Gatewalkers? Because you hold it literally in your hands.
I really don't.
You
really do.
I don't hold it in my hands.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, you don't want to play Gatewalkers?
No, I don't hold it in my hands.
Right now.
Now, that said, I'm going to take an action now that could, it unfortunately comes down to a die roll.
Okay.
It's risky.
Joe likes it already.
It actually comes out to two dice rolls.
What are you doing?
Ooh. You don't want to play Gatewalkers.
It comes out of two dice rolls? Wait a minute.
So, Barnes, your guy has now walked into 30 feet of range of Barnes.
This is true.
Barnes reaches out and tries to use his deviant ability to blast this guy across the canal.
A canal blast?
A canal blast.
Okay.
But I got to roll the backlash for this ability. Joe, what's the backlash for blasting beams?
I don't know.
You deal damage to yourself.
You
deal damage equal to your level.
It's a DC5 flat check.
Have you used this blast today?
No, right? Really? No. It's been a long day.
I've used it once.
Oh, did you?
But I might have used it today.
I think you did use it today, which means it would be a DC 10 backlash.
When?
On the on Akaton or something.
This is your 40th combat in a row, and I remember you mentioning this.
Is it worth it? I mean, are you going to put out enough damage to kill him in one hit?
You told me he was blooded. You said he.
I don't know if I used that term. No, he was hurt.
He's hurt
in the previous battle.
Okay.
He was hit once.
Oh, then this is not. Then this strategic
might not be worth the risk.
This is not worth the risk. I thought he was like.
What's the max damage it can do?
9.
Yeah, the deviant abilities. That's
with and that's with my
I can't crit. You
my
can't
personal
crit
antithesis. I could crit. So I guess I could crit. So then I go up to
named character
18. Yeah. Well,
he's not in formation. He doesn't have his shield. But yeah, what are your other options?
Running.
Right. Do you have a weapon in your hand?
If you'd like to play Gatewalker,
I have my short sword.
Man, if you could take out this guy, that would. Then there's only 3 of them left. And then you can join that party. Yeah, well, I don't know.
If you lead them into the observatory, they can all vibe off each other and get buffs. Yeah.
How about this map?
Yeah. Oof.
Which one?
We're fighting on two maps. I'm dying.
You guys can't see the map because you don't have a character on it?
Yeah, it's like kind of...
Really.
All right. Well, I don't want you to not see it. I'll put you back on the map.
So all right.
Matter.
All right.
Man.
Okay, if that's the case, then Barnes is going to...
You guys should be able to see it now.
Yeah.
Barnes is going to rush up onto the bridge.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fool's rush in.
Oh, my God.
Just teetering there.
Unfortunately, to get there in one move action, that deprives me of a space to mirror image myself in such a way that I can...
get that little flank bone.
Get that flank bone. So I'm going to go sans flank bone. And I'm going to swing with the short sword.
Come on.
Wait, you can't get 25 feet?
I'm standing on 25
5,
feet.
10, 50. Oh, because two diagonals.
Two diagonals.
Yeah, get that 30 feet of movement, Barnes.
Yeah. Well, if I leveled up.
If this was 1E.
Natural 16.
Ooh.
Okay.
25 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes.
That's a definite hit.
Okay.
Yes.
Turn it around.
17 points of damage.
Damn. Ooh. What?
He's in very, very bad shape.
Okay.
Oh, do you have another
you
attack?
Can kill him right here.
Yes.
Hit him again.
Let me ball catch.
You're going to fire a 9-point energy beam and you're going to do 17
you got
on
this.
A non-crit swing?
Well, yeah, but now I'm up. Now, if I don't kill him here, he's going to kill me.
Yeah,
he's holding a bow. He's not going to kill you.
Easy.
Natural 3.
Oh.
Do I want to turn the bottle cap?
Do it, do it, do it, do it,
yes.
Do it.
Yes.
And if he takes me down, I miss again. I miss again.
You have to
you
risk
don't
it.
Have anything resembling an AOO, right?
I say risk it for the biscuit.
I say use bottle caps for fun.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay. That's tough, though, on a map roll.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's good.
But, I mean, it's the end of all things.
I think it's good.
That's the one.
Oh, my God. Good night, everybody!
Good night.
I feel like I was just slapped in the
good
face.
Good night, New York!
Oh,
that's
no.
Gamewalkers, everybody. I'd like to shout out the writers of the first book and a half.
Writers of this broken adventure. I did my
best. Like the gods of whatever really don't want us to play this fucking game.
No,
like,
no,
it's
I guess
laughable.
Not.
I cannot.
Any number!
I cannot.
Is a miss!
Believe.
Natural one.
Some numbers would have been hits.
Some, there's a couple hit numbers in there.
All right, this one from Peter Martinson from Malmö, Skåne County, Sweden.
Hi, Peter.
How would you say Skane?
Skåne.
Nice.
You were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
I think it's actually Skåne.
Skåne.
I think the A is supposed to have a little like
it does.
Circle over it. Yeah.
Potato, potato. Peter.
Blueberry Skåne.
This one from Peter Martinson. I have amazing friends. Embarrassed by your failed attack, you jealously think back on the last critical hit one of the other player characters pulled off.
I don't
when was
remember
that?
Last time that happened.
I don't know if that ever happened.
Okay, let's move on then.
Keep going.
Roll a will save. Against the creatures, a sizzle.
Shizone. It's a Shizone.
25.
It's a success.
Success. You become...
Peter? What have you done?
You become fascinated by that character and their amazing skills for one round.
What was the fail?
It's great, because it doesn't work. Anybody that ever thought for 1 minute that Fascinate ever has anything to do in combat does not know how to play the game.
Oh. Don't so I'm fascinated by Whoa. One of you.
Don't yell at Peter, Joe.
You take a -2 status, penalty, and perception skill checks. You can't use concentration actions. I don't know if Glint the Mirror has a concentration trait related to so, for instance, you might be able to seek. Okay. All right, so it's not the end of the world, but just...
it doesn't say anything in there about if you are attacked or if you, nothing in there?
This condition ends if a creature uses hostile actions against you or any of your allies.
Okay, so, yeah, so yeah, it'll end.
It's not.
Cool.
Maybe he'll just look at you and be like, run to the others.
Yeah, could.
Good.
Yeah.
Could.
Okay.
Maybe he dives in the water.
You tried.
It is Asta, and I still have you labeled as Asta, parentheses, Kitsune form. Back when we thought you had 3 forms.
Yeah, we were so young then, so naive.
You are standing toe-to-toe with a raider. The one that is, like, on death's door.
Yeah. I was going to ask if it was that one. I couldn't remember. I'm not going to do my spell strike. I'm just going to hit it with the katana.
Hit it and quit it. Bump, 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 bump.
Just hit it.
Yeah. Just hit it.
Come on.
Santa Claus! Cindy!
Straight
just
to
hit
the
it. Hey,
at least let's take a couple of them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or one.
Or one.
All right, let's go.
Or one. Let's start with one.
Asta. Asta screaming. She's screaming. 17?
He has a shield, but he did not raise it. He has it out.
Still a miss.
I think it's a miss.
17 is a miss.
Yeah. I think it's 18.
Every day in every way.
All right, I'm hitting it. I'm trying again. Trying again. Swing katana two-handed. Let's fucking do something. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you count bless?
Oh, no, I didn't.
18.
18.
I believe their AC.
Is 19.
Is 19.
Yeah.
Miss. Okay. This...
What is that? Is that the...
That's a four.
It's really important to get dice you can read quickly and easily.
What the fuck is that? I brought a new dice to help me. They're not helpful in any way, apparently.
Is that a Norse foundry die?
No, I don't think so.
Then why on earth?
These were a gifted die from somebody, so I was hoping for some luck.
What is it, like, was some show sponsored symbol?
By your friend?
It's a four.
What's on the opposite
these
face?
These also are in, like, a different order.
Give me this!
Other D20s.
I don't know. I brought it in. I
wait,
got
is it
scared.
Like a joke die? Does it have a,
no.
a 20 on the one?
Just another guy flipping you off?
It's got the 20. It's got the 20. The two is near the 20. It's not a joke die made for babies. It's not a joke die.
Nobody said babies.
It's not a joke die
I think
kids.
It's a five.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a fucking miss.
It's a single digit.
No. Guys, what do I do? Third action, try to hit?
No.
No. Back in the day, I was gifted a die from a member of the Nash that I honestly didn't know and wasn't told was a trick die.
What?
A 20 on the one.
Oh, I remember that.
And you used so there were two 20s, and, oh. and I used it for a while.
My.
Yeah.
Did you roll?
Are you serious?
I rolled a few natural 20s.
Yeah. A couple asterisks.
We'll never know.
On those giant we'll flare-ups.
And I was like, that was so sneaky, Nash member.
Here's my thing.
Loved it.
Here's my thing. I know we just did that thing that we do where it's like, should I roll this whole... It could, anything could happen, but it could be a one. Mm. This one is on death's door. Mm. I feel like I should just try to hit it on this last one.
And, or give someone else a better chance to hit it.
That's what
there.
With an Buggles? Aid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't conflict with bless.
But well, yeah, two of the, those raiders go before
here's
anyone
the
else.
Thing. Zephyr is down. The raiders go before us. I can give it to Buggles, but... I don't know if Buggles is going to be able
I'm
to.
Not going
to
be rolling to hit anything.
Yeah.
What's your? They have a 19 AC. This guy has a 19 AC.
Yes.
So what is your? What's your? And this is your third attack.
Zero.
So you have a 2 in 20. You have a 1 in 10 chance. A 10% chance.
Right. But I'm saying if I aid someone, I don't even think that's going to do anything for anyone's turn. Are you going to attack them?
Buggles will attack.
Buggles is not going to attack on his turn. He's lying on the ground. He's prone.
I'm not going to be making an attack.
You know. Yeah. Who may be inspired to attack?
Hubert.
There's a little hedgehog 20 feet to the south.
He's not even in initiative.
He's holding his dagger. He says, what do I do, Asta? Everyone's going to sleep.
Oh my god. Asta.
What do I do?
There's blood coming from her fanged teeth. Her fur is all messed up. She looks singed in some places, cut in other places, and she looks at Hubert. And she says...
It does stack with the bless, by the way.
Yeah.
It does stack.
Circumstance and status.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
So then should I just give it to Buggles?
I'm not going to be making...
Oh, so then... All right. So then she says to Hubert... Hubert! You're our only hope! And you see a tear. A single tear.
Single tear.
Wetting her fur, darkening it on her face. And Asta thinks this is the end because Hubert won't do it. But she's pleading her eyes. These two animals, they're looking at each other. These animal, human hybrid forms. And she's looking, she is pleading.
Hubert has a connection with Asta. We've established this.
They're friends. And he's in love with her.
Well, it's original Raider's turn. I think he's in lust with you.
Potato, potato.
And original Raider is standing toe-to-toe with Barnes. Now... at death's door. Got a short bow out, though. Can still fire it from right next to you. Seems weird, but there's no reason why I can't.
It's not like it'll provoke.
Right.
Wouldn't you get a penalty from being point blank?
You definitely would.
With the short bow?
Just as a range instrument, range increment does, 60.
Doesn't have the volley property.
Doesn't have the volley, John.
For sure. Long bows have that.
Huh.
I mean, the penalty is you provoke an attack.
You provoke.
But he doesn't have an AOL.
I'm not a fighter.
Yeah. It has an AOL.
Maybe it needs to do a recall knowledge to see if Barnes has an AOO.
That's an action.
It's true. it's going to pull back and fire at Barnes. Doesn't have his sword out, so it's keeping that distance.
You can do the swap action.
Swap. No, I want to keep the short bow out.
You could roll a natural one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why not? I did it. It's possible.
Can you swap a short bow for a long sword? I guess you could.
Yes.
Seems weird. I kept dropping my bows. Now I'm gonna step back, and I'm gonna fire.
Not that deadly. That matters.
Come on, natural one. Natural 5. 15 to hit.
I miss.
Okay. Now we're talking.
First action, move back. Second action, shoot. I'm going to shoot again. This music is great.
I know. It's so exciting.
Total 17.
Miss.
Dude, you got it. Now you're going to kill.
Natty 12 plus 5, 17. But that was lights out.
I thought so too.
All right.
Now you can blast him.
We go back to the observatory.
Now you can blast him.
Between episodes, I did roll initiative for Hubert, and you'll see that he has the lowest initiative in the spot here.
Hubert.
So,
but now he's got aid.
He's got aid. Well, you're going to roll for aid.
Roll.
Oh, I'm going to roll.
Diplomacy? What is it?
You just make an attack roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that now or on his turn?
Well, Hubert has his little dagger in hand, but here's what we're going to do. Hubert has an action. He's never been in battle before. You know, he's been in battles with you, but you've seen how useless he is. He is written to not help. But seeing you threatened by this creature is going to turn around butt first towards the creature and scuttle towards it with his eyes closed to try and poke it with
his
quills.
Holding a dagger.
This is better if it hits.
This is so funny. Okay.
It's called Rearward Rush. It's two actions. The porcupine scuttles backward, quills extended. It strides twice, then makes a quill strike. The target is off guard against the strike unless it has seen a rearward rush before, which it has not.
So this hobgoblin is just like, what the fuck
is this?
what the hell is that?
So roll for aid.
Am I adding anything? Do I add my...
It's just your base attack bonus, so whatever your attack roll. Is. Yeah, attack.
For my first... I'm not saying there's no map. Okay.
Yeah, no map bonus.
All right, let's go. Yeah, 27.
Oh, that's crit.
Plus 2.
That's a crit.
Oh, so plus 2.
That's plus 2. But I'm going to have Joe roll Hubert's attack.
Why?
Because it's good for the show. You have a plus 2. His quill strike is a plus 9, so you have a plus 11.
11 is 11. And he's off guard.
Come on. It's just come on, Hubert.
Not fair. Comes running towards him, butt.
Turn him around and make him butt scoot.
Extended.
His hat.
Butt scoot.
All right, here
plus
we go.
Plus 11. I can't look.
M'lady.
I'm actually I have butterflies in my stomach. Here we go. Hubert! Dude. 24. Natty 13.
Total 24?
Total 24.
With the plus 2.
Oh, not, but with bless, it's 25.
35. That is a hit.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So give me 1d8 plus 2 damage.
Ah, oh, shit. Huh, 8 points of damage.
And he's dead.
Yes! Oh, human!
One down.
My.
By Hubert.
Perhaps that was the morale boost we needed.
He doesn't even know. He's just embedded in this thing, and he uses his last action to pull himself up, flavor-wise. That is Hubert's turn. We go to round 6.
Oh, my God.
It is Raider 1's turn. Raider 1 is the one with full hit points directly next to Zephyr.
It's still an incredibly bad situation.
He has a sword and a shield, I believe, and is going to, I was going to come after Sakawachi, but now I'm coming after Hubert. Steps forward.
No.
Swings.
Oh my God.
With the longsword. Oh. 25 to hit, which... Why is his AC red?
I mean, he's level one, though.
He doesn't have any armor. He's a little loincloth.
Why is he level one? He should be at least level two.
That is a hit, not a crit.
Okay, thank God.
Hit, not a crit, but very close to a crit. That's going to be 1d8 plus 5 damage.
Yes, he doesn't want you
to. Oh, minimum damage. 6 points of damage.
To the hedge.
Third action, raises shield. Brother Ramius.
Brother Ramius.
What are you laughing about?
Ramius.
Just remembering the two natural 20s in a row.
Sakawachi.
If he had not wand on that quill attack.
Oh my God.
It's game.
Yeah, I would have quit.
Trying to remind myself. Warm blanket. Don't have any hope. All right. I'll put it out to you guys. This is life and death. So I'd like to, what my character would do is bring Zephyr back. But I don't know if that's just stupid because, well, she will get an attack, but then the blue lady is just going to put her down.
Yeah.
And I think she wants, because she dropped off, she has to pick up her weapon.
I wouldn't pick up.
Oh no, actually you could just like.
Yeah. I would use my hands at that
point. Blue lady putting her down though takes blue lady away from attacking somebody else.
Yeah.
So if I don't put her, bring her up, Blue Lady probably attacks Hubert or Asta.
Or Buggles.
Or Buggles.
Yeah, probably not Buggles. Maybe Brother Ramius.
She has line of sight mostly on Buggles.
And don't forget that, whatchamacallit's a target too. Sakawachi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wait if she go...
Put me in, coach.
You want to go in?
That's what she was intending to do by like putting herself in front of everyone. So if you bring her up again, that's what she will do. She will try to keep them on her and probably go down again. But
yeah.
What else would you do? Wait till everyone dies and then bring her back?
Well, no, I would wait until the creature was distracted by something else and then you can come up from behind or something. But
keep in mind, both hobgoblins have yet to be touched.
Yeah, I know. I really don't. That's why it's... I don't want to care too much about it because it really is such an uphill battle. All right, then I'll bring Zephyr back. So at least you can play Pathfinder.
Yay!
So I will bring Zephyr back with a rousing splash. You get 2 hit points,
ooh,
temporary hit points, and then I will cast shield.
And you will cast
on myself
shield.
So okay. I'm wounded.
You're wounded. You're no longer dying.
You were never wounded, right? So you're wounded one.
Okay.
Yep, I'll put that on your John. Wounded, prone, drained, off guard. Blah, blah, blah.
Bam, bam.
Sakawachi's turn. Sakawachi has guidance, but bless is a status bonus. So guidance would not stack.
Sakawachi can aid.
Also a status bonus.
Aid Asta. But Asta's not coming up until after Blue Lady.
None in this circumstance, aid is the best that he can do. And so he's actually going to use his fortune-telling lore to see what is about to happen.
Whoa.
And will aid Asta.
Okay.
On your next turn.
Cool.
We'll attempt to aid Asta.
I love that.
I should say. And that's it for Sakawachi. Buggles.
Are either of our opponents wearing metal armor?
Let's look at the videotape here. Go to the inventory, hide armor for the one just north of Zephyr.
And I mean, the boss's picture looks like she has hide
breastplate.
Scale mail.
Actually, yeah, look at that. She just has a fur collar.
Okay. So.
You are in bless range, should that matter. Oh, I can also. Well, sorry, Sakawachi's going to expand bless again. Not that it really
might
matters,
as well.
But now it'll go to 35.
35.
So Buggles is lying on the ground, barely alive, artificially alive. And his eyes flash, and the Kulu Khan
yes
emerges, perhaps for the last time.
Oh, you had to say it.
Furious that he may, that his vessel may about to be taken from him. And I'm going to need a fortitude saving throw from the boss lady.
Fortitude saving throw.
What the fuck? Reflex.
Reflex.
Okay. She is not in formation. Will not get a bone to her reflex. 24.
That is a regular success.
Shit.
Damn, it sucks.
Half damn?
So her metal starts like glowing red of her armor and heats up to a painful degree.
Shake.
And she takes half damage, so she takes 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow, that was half? That's awesome.
Is there persistent damage?
There would have been if she had failed.
Okay. Yeah.
And then with his third action, he is going to unleash a psychic burst, a whatever it's fucking called, on the other guy.
On the other guy.
So I need a fortitude save from that
guy. Fortitude save for the other guy, also not in formation, now that his ally is dead, and that is a 23.
Okay, another basic success. So that he takes 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Sorry, would a 20... Would I say 23? Would a 22 have been any different?
No.
I'm sorry, how much damage?
What'd I say?
Three.
Three. Okay. Bludgeoning. All right, they've both taken damage now. That had yet to happen.
Yeah. It's an important first step.
Sephir, you're drained. You're prone. You're wounded. You're off guard. You're clumsy.
Am I still clumsy?
I think this is your last round. It was clumsy once, two rounds. This is the second round.
Let me just put that back here. Clumsy.
If you missed by one, I understand if you have to leave.
So, I can't leave this cube. We're locked in here. The hobgoblin above me.
Yep.
They all
the one
have
with the attack of opportunity?
Yeah, I was going to say, they all have attack of opportunities. I know he raised a shield, but that doesn't
I thought it negated. Prevent it them. Doesn't. So don't do what I did. I did. Remember, I did a spell attack because he raised a shield and I still got... Yeah.
So I was trying to look it up, but I didn't see anything that said, like, if you raise a shield...
I don't know why I
thought that. He's got two possible reactions. Shield block.
Shield block.
So
if you're prone...
Right, but if I try to get up and he hits me, I only have two temporary hit points.
Hit him from the ground.
But I think I should just try to hit him from the ground.
Hit him from the ground. I think...
So...
But with are you kicking or are you ranged?
Kicking.
I don't have my bow in my hand.
Provoke,
yeah.
So what happens is she gets the cold water splash on her. She immediately comes back to life. And as that happens, her limbs just like boom, 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 boom. She's going to do her awakening power again.
Yes.
Okay.
For like the third time today.
Oh, yeah. DC 15.
What's the negative?
I don't know, but like that's what she would do.
Yeah.
Deviant jump.
DC 15? Are you serious?
DC 15, yeah.
Flat check.
That's going to fail.
13, but whatever.
Okay, we'll deal with your backlash after the power goes through, I believe. That's how we do it.
What is it called again?
It's called
Titan Swing.
Titan Swing. Let me just find it again because I selected the upgraded one.
Oh, yeah, you beefed that John up.
Oh, here it is. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I'm pretty sure I don't get any pluses to hit. That's with my focus spell thing.
Make a melee strike if it hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Regular melee.
Could knock it prone on a crit.
She tries to kick it with her feet.
Oh.
No, that's going to be...
Bottle cap?
It's my last one.
Yeah.
But what? Then I stabilize and I'm still in the same spot?
And, yeah.
Like, what's the point of stabilizing?
There's really no point of being stable. Because it's not like somebody else can save you.
Right, like no one else is going to heal.
We're all like
you've used all your spells, you just got this like water, which you can't use on me
again. I could stabilize you, but like... So that's another reason to use the bottle cap.
Yeah. Because
I could stabilize you.
I mean, if we all end up stabilized, if we all end up down and stabilized, they could just ransack our bodies and leave. It might survive.
Well, I thought there might be, yeah, like a prisoner sort of situation.
Yeah.
Stabilized, but like, I don't think you need your bottle cap to do that. I think this is your last attack.
Yeah.
Character's life, I think. I think it's possible it is. So whatever you want to do.
I just get really mad about thinking my using my bottle cap for stabilizing, and it's just so much more fun to use it for anything other than that.
Yeah.
So
do it, Kate.
I have to tell you, the backlash is also not great.
Yep, just read it. It's a mild one, right? You haven't backlashed already today, have you?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
So it would be the moderate backlash?
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be enfeebled one, clumsy She's one, and fatigued until you can eat a full meal, which requires at least 10 minutes.
Go all out. Here we go. Queen. Natural 20.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Natural 20 on a cap!
Wow, on a Titan swing cap!
I like almost passed out. I was like,
Natural 20!
Oh my god.
Whoa. So extra stuff happens with the Titan swing on this too.
Oh, wait, all right. So now which Titan swing awakened power
did you take? I took the one that bleed.
All right, so the other one. All right, so on a hit, you're going to also deal 1d6 persistent bleed. So you're going to do... if it hits, you deal an extra die of weapon damage and push the target back by 5 feet. And you're going to do 1d6 persistent bleed. And all this is, well, it might double. Let's see what the
and it's fan prone crit too, says. I think.
So,
no, it's only prone if she had taken the...
She took the other
the
one.
Other
oh,
one.
The other, okay.
So an extra d6 of damage to start. So I rolled 2d6.
Well, first he's going to tell you the fan crits.
Oh, okay. All right. It's so many things. There's so many things.
We so infrequently roll natural 20s.
I know.
All right. This one. Oh, wow. Wow. Sometimes these are amazing. Like in how they line up. Elliot Flower from Puyallup, Washington.
Puyallup,
Washington. Kinetic juggernaut.
Whoa.
Ooh. With a superhuman surge of power.
That's cool.
Your strike has infused you with Herculean athleticism.
Titan.
Fling the target of your strike up to 30 feet away.
Holy shit.
My.
Hell That's yeah. Cool.
Wow. Dealing extra damage as if the creature had fallen the same distance.
If you
do wish to direct this poor sap toward another unfortunate individual, make a ranged strike against your new target with a +2 circumstance bonus, dealing the same amount of damage to the rolled and the initial target.
I'm a little overwhelmed right now. Yeah. This is a lot of stuff I gotta do.
We people bowling tonight.
I was literally like automatically gaming the system when that you read that, and I was like, throw him into her. And
Elliot already knows that you were gonna suggest that.
All right, so let's really walk through this.
Oh my god.
What is your normal damage? You just hit somebody
with my fists or legs, 1d6.
1d6.
So
1d6 plus 3.
Two of those.
But no, you're also going to do two. It's 2d6 plus
3. 2d6 plus 3 doubled.
Okay.
Don't worry about the bleed. I'm just going to put persistent bleed on him because you're not going to roll that now. He'll take that on his turn.
That should also be 2d6 bleed.
Oh, yeah.
Does that on double? Yeah.
I mean, typically with these abilities, it does. It doesn't say it in the ability, so I don't know. But
if persistent damage is doubled, it's doubled.
Yeah, it says on a hit, regular hit, it's 1d6.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if persistent...
It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to you. You need everything you can get here. All right, so 2d6 plus 3.
Doubled.
Start with that.
Plus 3 for each dice.
No.
Ooh. 10 points is 2d6 plus 3.
Okay.
So 20.
Wait.
No, I rolled 2d6.
Oh.
And what did you roll?
2d6 7.
Plus 3?
7.
Plus 3, 10. So that's 20 points of damage.
20 points of damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now... Was there any extra damage, or is it just the falling damage?
How it depends on the distance she kicks him.
All right, so
wherever he lands, he takes that much damage as if he had fallen.
All right, so 30 feet, you said? Or no, it depends on the distance.
It's 30 feet if she wants to, because she's got the room down the hallway. Or you can roll an attack roll to try to knock him into her, where he would take 20 feet of damage.
Which is 10.
And like then half. Also hits the thing. Kick.
And then hits her for how much damage?
The same.
Same amount.
10. All right, so...
But she'd have to make a range.
You can either fling him for up to 15 more points of damage, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Or attempt to redirect him into her, and then he wouldn't take any if she missed,
he
right?
takes the damage if she misses, but the target doesn't.
But the target doesn't, yeah. So those are your options. Fling him, so it seems get 15. Like fling them at her, get at least 10, and then maybe give 10 to her.
That second one.
Okay, sir. So is that a ranged attack?
Ranged attack.
So it'll take the map.
Okay. Let me just look at my map. Okay. It's not good odds, but it's cool, so.
It gets her AC.
No, it's going to be a 13.
Okay. Good news, bad news. You fling him at her. He hits her armor and dies.
What? Awesome.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great.
10 points of damage.
I'm glad I attempted it then.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's great.
Smacks into her and just dies.
Maybe she kills him for his
she's
failure.
Like
as he falls
right?
She's just like
him.
You.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's
that
enough.
That is the most insane crit, especially timed with your Titan swing.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, you are now, you remain clumsy one.
Okay.
You are enfeebled one. Enfeebled. And you are fatigued.
Enfeebled.
Until you eat.
You did your job.
You did
like,
your job.
That brought you like, up.
That was
worth
it.
To kill one guy.
Holy, yep. Like, I can't
you
believe.
You did.
So with her amazing. Final action, she stands up with like her lip, just like bleeding, just like dreary eyed with 2 temporary hit points. Just facing Blue Lady.
I could do this all day.
And she's just like feebly like.
That's amazing.
In a stance,
Kate.
Like with her fists up.
With her super long arms.
Oh yeah, huge.
Yeah.
Your freakishly disgusting arms.
Well, they probably.
She vomits on the ground.
Well, they actually zap back. And we already did the backlash. The backlash was my conditions.
And you put those all on.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
It's Blue Lady's turn.
Fuck.
What is your name? And if you seek to slay us all, Narthkeza.
Ooh.
Remember that name, for it is the last name you will ever hear, she says to Zephyr.
Zephyr spits.
Because that's how crossbows look.
I don't fucking know.
Also, if she's going to kill her right now, how much? She doesn't really have to remember it, right?
It'd be nice for her to know the name of her destroyer. Crossbow attack at your face.
Natural one.
29 to hit.
Ugh.
Crit.
No!
With all the negatives, I've got like 8 conditions.
We'll be back right after this quick
God
break.
Damn it!
Oh my.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So I want to take a moment to say thank you to some of the folks that make this show possible. I mean, you get to see all of us on screen or hear our voices. Some of these folks you know, and some of these folks you may have heard about, but often are in a more backstage role. So I just want to say thank you to Francis, CJ, and Matt. Francis and CJ are tech producers for the show, and Matt is our cinematographer, and they do great work. And obviously they deal with a lot of shenanigans from certain personalities that appear on the podcast, not naming names. We have a great time. But they do such great work enabling us to put out the content each week that we put out. So I just want to take a moment to thank them. Because this month is all about gratitude. The one thing that's weird though, and this might be a hard segue, but you know, it can sometimes feel easier to thank other people and very strange and uncomfortable, at least for me, and maybe just a little bit odd to kind of show gratitude for ourselves. And it's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we're trying our best to make sense of everything. And in this crazy world, obviously that isn't easy. So I hope this can kind of serve as a reminder to say thank you to someone in your world, the people in your life, but also yourself. Why do I bring this up? Because that self-care can sometimes be very daunting to work for. But one thing you can do to help yourself, would be therapy. And obviously, I say this a lot. I'm going to say it again. I am for healthy minds, healthier minds. Anything you can do to have a healthier mind, especially in these trying times, you should go for it. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/GCN.
What's up, everybody? Troy LaValle here. Support for today's episode comes from iHerb. iHerb offers the best curated selection of wellness products at the best possible value across a variety of categories, such as supplements, sports nutrish, groceries, and beauty products. This is your one-stop shop for all your health and wellness needs. They care what's actually inside every bottle that may make up your morning, your self-care routines, or your cool-down routines, anything you do to take care of yourself. They test and verify to ensure that what you find in every bottle is what's supposed to be there. And their site is super easy to navigate too. You can search by category, brand, or ailment, whatever you want. If you got like circulatory problems, digestive problems, you can look it up by your ailment. And then you can further narrow down your search by ratings, price, diet. If you're a vegan, a vegetarian, a pescatarian, they've really thought of everything to make shopping for these products convenient and easy. With the holidays coming up, it gets harder and harder to eat healthy, to be healthy. So I've really leaned into iHerb to get some like protein supplements that I need, just to like do meal replacements, you know, vitamin D with the sun getting, it's getting darker out earlier. It's dark in the morning. I need that vitamin D. It's like a miracle cure. Everything I need is on iHerb and it comes so fast, crazy fast. After I ordered it, I was shocked how fast it came to my door. iHerb offers over 50,000 products in a variety of categories, including supplements, sports nutrition, beauty, bath and personal care, grocery, baby, and pets. I know a lot of people listening have pets. You can trust your products will arrive in first-rate condition because iHerb orders are shipped from climate-controlled fulfillment centers in the U.S. to ensure the quality of their products. And they ship to over 180 countries. Products available at iHerb are sourced directly from the brands or authorized distributors in the U.S. There's no third-party sellers. This is so important. When there are companies out there selling fake products and you have no idea what ingredients are in them, iHerb does not allow third-party resellers on its website or mobile apps. And you get free shipping in the USA on purchases over $30. And trust me, it's easy to spend $30 on this site. And they offer 24/7 customer support if you have questions about your order. Our listeners get 22% off their first order when you use code GCP at iHerb.com/shop/GCP. Existing customers receive 15% off. That's 22% off your first order at iHerb.com/shop/GCP. Use promo code GCP. Choose iHerb because wellness matters.
I did not use the break to calculate the damage, but I don't think the damage is important. What's important is you will now go straight to dying three.
Now!
But
now!
If you wanted to know the damage, it is 4 plus 2, 6, 12 points of piercing plus crossbow precision, which is another 1d8. I don't even know if
I don't
doubles.
Want to know. Did anybody say they wanted to know?
That was max damage on that. How many hit points did you have?
yeah. 2. Temporary.
Dying 1.
Hit points.
Dying 2.
Dying three.
I have so many conditions, you guys. It's like I'm collecting them all.
You have a double stack.
You have a double stack of
gotta
conditions.
Catch them all.
I think I'm winning the game. Look at how many squares
so many
I have.
Colorful things going on.
You're also pooping out hearts.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, no, Z's.
Poop hearts.
She's sleeping.
You should see Z's. My screen right now. It's just like so gray.
Yeah.
It's so
and
gray.
Spirally.
We played our first board game with Mira over the weekend, and which was chaos. But at one point, like her first, we're like, okay, spin the spinner. And she spun the spinner. And she goes, I'm good at this game. So cute.
Oh my gosh.
She runs to the south, reloads as she does, and we'll take one more shot. I could hit Hubert. I could hit Asta. I could hit Sakawachi. I got a clean shot on Brother Ramius. I could even hit poor Buggles, who is prone.
Hubert is the one that killed her minion.
It's true. It's true, Matthew Capitacasa. I kind of want to leave it up to chance here. I don't think it's a kill shot by any means. Buggles is wounded 1. Ramius is wounded 2. Could be a kill shot.
Yes.
Ramius. Oh, yeah.
Asta wounded 1. Sakawachi looking pretty good.
I mean, Sakawachi also looks, from the art,
handsome,
like a very healthy, athletic fellow. It just doesn't look like some old twisted scientist.
You want me to be a son of a bitch?
No.
Sure.
I'd like you to be a super generous dude.
All right. Here are the options. I'm going to leave it up to the table. And it'll be, it's a vote.
Oh, no.
I can include Hubert and Sakawachi in the options of people to hit if I also include Zephyr. Or I can not include Sakawachi and Hubert and have Asta,
what if
Rainius,
I say,
and
listen,
Buggles.
What if I say, just shoot me?
Listen, it'll make sense, though, because she did kick the her guy into her, so it could make her extra pissed.
I kind of like the idea of it being a six-sided die. Just see what the fates bring, because realistically, in-game, she could shoot at anybody. She could do a coup de grace. Like, we have no control over that.
We keep coming up again. So,
if that's true to her character, Troy, if that's her motivation and justification, and you're making that acting choice,
what would Blue Lady do?
What would Blue Lady do?
Blue Lady do?
I already forgot her name.
Yeah. It was something really
she's
cool.
Feeling,
it was a very good name.
She's feeling strong.
She only told Zephyr, and Zephyr immediately
I mean, I'm sick to my stomach, but I brought this idea up. It's fun.
Wait, what are you number doing? Is everyone?
Well, you're a real,
what did you guys
you're
decide?
A real twisted
we didn't.
Freak.
Okay. Just Asta, Ramius, and Buggles. Crit on Ramius would kill him. Or roll the dice.
I said do a single. I mean, if you're leaving it up to us, that's my opinion. But what do you
think? That seems stupid that she would shoot Zephyr. That would just be like.
It does seem stupid.
Like, she's just really
pissed at Zephyr.
You.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
You like a take it?
Yeah, leave those two out of it and we'll take it. It's got the map.
All right, what do you say? Yeah, what say you, sir? Right.
I have a counter off.
You're not even
you're
in the
not
room.
Even here.
It's not the room that's voting, it's the table.
What's your room that's voting?
Yeah. It's not like our characters are standing around, so it's like, oh, man.
What do you think?
just give us a 5 minutes.
It's a D6 if you include Zephyr Sakawachi and Hubert, right? Mm-hmm. So if you take... I mean, I agree. It's like I
roll a D8 and the arrow hits Bonds.
I mean, I guess. I guess I am...
Now, what's
am,
your counter?
My counter is just to, rather than Zephyr, put one of us in twice. So there's a higher chance of hitting that one person.
Oh, interesting. Like, who would that be?
Well, whoever wants to volunteer.
Brother Ramius.
You would volunteer?
Buggles. I can't kill the enemies.
But a crit...
Buggles goes down...
A crit on you kills you.
And you could say that could kill the whole party, except they can actually do damage.
He has
so if they're
left.
Dead and I'm the only one up, I'm definitely dead. But if I'm dead and they're up, there's a chance. I don't know.
That's up to you. I won't make that choice for you.
It's a one in three. If we do that, it's a 1 in 3 chance of hitting Brother Ramius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'm trying to like get into the mind of this character. I'll tell you, I'm lifting the screen here. She, even though she's by herself now, she feels confident that she could win this fight.
So do we.
Sure. But also, here's the thing about including Zephyr.
She's given up too much now.
There's a chance I could die. Zephyr will die if she's rolled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Permanently.
Yeah.
I think you gotta decide, Troy. I don't think we can make that decision.
No, I'm putting it on you guys.
I'm okay with whatever.
I mean, if you want...
I'm okay with whatever.
Yeah, if you want to include Asta
whatever you
twice,
want to choose.
I don't know. She would do that.
All right, well, I'm glad we talked about it.
Okay. It's good that we have this talk.
It's good that we have this
talk. You make this, this awfully talk. Difficult decision.
I love these little talks.
It gave
talks.
Me time to think.
Sakawachi it is.
Okay.
Sakawachi 6 times.
All three.
In the order.
Oh, she already took 2.
She's shooting at Asta.
Okay.
Come read on. Crossbow precision. The first
Where
time the archer hits with a crossbow attack in a round. All right, so you won't be subject to crossbow precision if I hit. Zephyr got that, so there won't be an extra 1d8. But it still could be a crit.
Where is the natural one? You have him in there.
Going back to this die.
They're there.
Yeah.
You've got so many. You're due, dude. You're
if so I take due. You down.
Due, dude.
I think I got this.
You're not going to take me down.
You're due, dude.
Right down Main Street.
No.
Right
that's always a hit for
that's
Troy.
Like a crit.
Main Street.
Troy, it's not down Main Street unless it's high teens. If it's in the 20s.
With a map, right?
Yes.
Yes. I hate him.
18.
Miss.
Yeah! That is now mainstream.
Don't you come for me.
Miss.
I saw you forming, and I was like, absolutely not. Get out of here with that trash.
Get out of here with that.
That
trash.
Awesome.
So we already won.
Yep.
Pop the champagne.
We're done, baby.
CJ, pop the champagne. No, here we go. Come on, Asta. Asta, you.
I know.
Kill her.
You meanwhile, out on Skywatch.
Oh, my God. This traitor.
Barnes.
The turncoat.
The turncoat.
Let's see what Benedict Arnold's up to.
Barnes, you are up.
Hold on. I'm sorry. You just got it. Like, we cut back, and Barnes just leans over to the hobgoblin and is like, do you think they bought it?
Remember that she has not reloaded her crossbow.
Don't let me get away with that.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I did forget
that. I'm just going on memory, so.
No longer fascinated.
You're no longer fascinated.
It.
Oh, because it attacked you.
It attacked me.
Okay. Fascinating.
Okay. Barnes is going to glint the mirror.
Okay.
Another Barnes will appear in melee.
Nice.
Shaka-ga-ga-goo.
Okay. First action.
First action. Second action, stab with the short sword.
Come on. AC 19.
No. It's just so cruel.
It's an 18.
It's an 18. It's an 18.
If only you had Bless.
It's just so
cruel.
That's
what you get, Napoleon. Maybe you should have turned on
Napoleon.
Yeah, Napoleon. Yeah, this is your water.
Classic traitor of history.
Traitor.
I mean, why? Okay.
Oh, I know why. Why didn't you move up to him, flicker behind him, and off guard him?
That's three actions.
Because if I had hit him, I could run to help you. Yeah,
you got one more attack.
This is, it's a prime example of why a plus one matters everything.
Who cares?
Yeah. Right, what's your attack bonus here on if you were to take a second attack?
Plus five.
All right, so you're roll 14 or higher.
What's the worst that
happens?
That's doable. You roll a natural one.
Yeah, it's doable. Those numbers appear on my dice.
You want to use one of mine?
You want me to roll it?
Oh, I just rolled a natural one.
That's the other time. Thing I could do.
Shut up.
Son of a bitch.
Shut up over there.
He's having fun.
Shut up over there. Nobody's talking to you.
It's not your turn. Wait,
yeah, I'm going to do it. I gotta
14 or higher.
Because if the other option is I could just run and start and go join you guys. Hey. But he has a bow, so he can. I'll just be shooting.
Well, here's the third
option. You in the back, yeah.
Run.
Kate rolled a natural 20 when she re-rolled. Anything's possible. Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Zero
time. Zero time.
Yeah. So here we go. That is a natural 15.
Oh, dude! Oh! Come on.
Stab.
Max DiMaggio.
Terrible damage. 13 points of damage.
And that's 6 points left.
Oh! Yes!
That's bad damage. That was good. Yes.
Turn down the
on 2d6, I rolled 1 and 2.
Is the other Barnes still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell of a turn for old Theomachus.
Oh my God.
One enemy left.
Theomachus.
There have been times.
This is it.
When the battle has swung the other way and you start to feel confident and characters have still died. Place Mott. Observatory. Asta. Kitsune form.
Oh, Asta!
Boom, crossbow bolt just flew by your fur.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she cut more of my hair off. I'm pissed.
Hubert's right there just shaking.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Hubert. Bloody little quills and all. And she'll tell him later, but there's no time. And she is like foaming at the mouth. She is like feeling crazy. And she will sprint up to...
Yes!
What's her name? Narth Kessa.
Narth something.
Narth. I think I wrote it.
Narth Kessa.
Narth Kessa.
Narth Kessa, the destroyer.
And... No, now you're just adding on flavor.
That's
third of her name. Sorry, I have an idea.
What?
What if you delay and let Hubert provide you flanking?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Would Hubert do that?
All Hubert has to do is move up and attack.
Do anything.
And then you can...
Would he?
He's pretty scared.
But would he do that? If I delay, if I say, free action talking, delay and say, Hubert, that was amazing. Get behind her and I'll take her out. I promise. Do it for me, Hubert.
right. Let me see if I have the movement.
Double move to avoid the AOO and come around to any of the back three squares. Don't care which one.
All right, he comes around. I like this. Do I did like this?
I'm so proud. Another tear, but a proud one.
He's just standing there and just peeing.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh my God, he's so scared. Asta feels so bad. She loves Hubert.
A growing puddle around his feet.
She loves him.
Stop lying to yourself.
She feels bad for him.
Those are two very different things.
Yeah. I hope you don't conflate those in your real life.
We just got a glimpse into Sydney's mind. A
little glimpse into how this is.
This love.
It's like, I'm feeling. Seeing like a bird that hit your window, and you're like, I love it.
That's how Marty's mom fell in love with them in Back to the Future.
Oh, God.
All right. She's off guard.
Yep. So
okay.
Asa's going to run up.
Wait. Hubert, did he miss?
He didn't attack.
He peed himself.
I'm saying he took three actions to, like, scurry all the
Got
way.
Got it. Okay. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to spell strike.
I'll give you a little. I'm not giving you a lot.
I'm going to spell strike.
You are.
I'm going to do my gouging claw.
Yes!
I've done that in a minute.
Hit once.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just hit once. Let's go. Two-handed katana, screaming, foaming at the mouth, bleeding. 25.
Oh!
Hit.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Oh,
I needed
so
that.
Bad.
I needed that so badly. Okay, D10. I'm shaking. That's going to be 8 points of damage, and then gouging claw is... I forget because I haven't cast in so long. Okay.
I'm sorry. Just real quick, because I don't think it's going to matter, but... Did you count Bless in that?
So it'd be 26.
No chance. Is she flat? 16 at flat-footed? No?
No, okay.
Just
yeah,
didn't think so. Wanted to check.
Yeah, keep Bless in
good
mind.
Call.
Especially with the map. If you decide to attack again.
8 points of additional piercing from gouging claw, and you take 3 persistent bleed.
All right, so 16 total damage and 3 persistent bleed.
Okay.
And
you guys are looking at me like, is she dead?
No.
Three.
Oh, this is still incredibly dangerous.
That's my three actions. My move and then the spell strike. I can't do anything else. Man.
We go to round 7. Raider 1 is dead.
Sweaty.
It's Brother Ramius' turn. Brother Ramius with clean line of sight. Hasn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Brother Ramius 48. Is going to stabilize Zephyr for the round. And we'll cast shield.
Stabilizes Zephyr.
He reaches out. He's just trying to keep everybody alive. So he's going to stabilize Zephyr and cast shield on himself.
All right, so Zephyr will lose the dying condition but go to wounded 2.
Wounded 2, unconscious but stable.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Sakawachi's turn. Sakawachi.
Oh, wasn't Sakawachi going to use his fortune telling lore to help you hit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he'll do it this time.
It wouldn't you hit anyways.
Yeah.
Would 27 have been a critical hit?
No. Okay.
What about 28 if you had crit?
Would a 28 be a critical hit?
Okay.
Would a 29?
Why don't you just tell me?
What is her AC?
He'll use fortune telling lore to aid you.
Okay.
Should it come back around to you. If you're alive.
Thanks for being honest.
Might not even be the best choice here, but he's taking a shine to you, and then we'll continue to extend the bless. Not that it really matters. I'll fix that in a second. Is Buggles' turn, still prone, still drained, wounded,
but filled with the
power of the Kulukan.
Of the Kulukan.
Kulukan knows that its time is limited and that it's going to be forced into receding into Buggles' brain in a moment. So it's going to unleash with another frostbite.
Okay.
A fiery frostbite.
This Ooh!
So please give me a fortitude save.
Okay. No formation bone. Straight up fort. Natural 2.
Ooh.
Oh.
That is going to be a 12.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Damn.
Yes.
Fail.
That's great. That's good to fail on the
Kulukan. 15 points of fire damage.
Yes.
Okay.
And then with this last action before he disappears. Psyblast.
Yes.
Psyblast.
Yeah.
Any, was that a roll to hit or is that
another fortitude
save? Another fortitude save.
19.
That's a success. Two more points of damage.
Still up.
Boggles! You're done good.
You're done good.
You're done good, kid.
Great.
How's she looking? Is she looking worse?
She's
like
looking near death.
She's just like, she's like burnt.
Trying to motivate them.
Her skin is burnt.
I'm lying.
She's got some, I don't know, did you hit her with arrows? I think you did, right?
I don't know if I ever hit her with arrows.
Has it all so been mind physical?
No, you hit. Sliced her, yeah.
You sliced, yeah. So she's bleeding, she's burnt. Okay. She looks...
She's been gouged.
She's been gouged. She looks pretty worse for the wear. In fact, one of her wounds is currently bleeding.
Yes.
It would be Zephyr's turn. Zephyr's unconscious but stable. And now it's Blue Lady's turn. First action. Oh, excuse me. Narthkiza.
She didn't reload her crossbow.
No, I know. Now, she doesn't feel as confident. She looks over at Buggles. Maybe she has the perception to notice that the strength has faded from his goblin eyes. Looks back and assumes that her one remaining companion is still fighting. That handsome, trench-coated man sees this Erutaki man standing there. Unable.
Erutaki?
Erutaki, yeah. It's like...
His culture?
Yeah, it's cultural. Sees that he isn't really doing a whole lot. And Brother Ramius. But I need to create an opening here. First action, swap into the short sword. Second action, strike you, Asta, with the short sword.
Saw that coming.
Fuck.
17.
Miss!
Holy shit, dude!
Asta is just pissed now.
It's coming back. Yeah, now. It's coming
she's
back.
Like, she's in the zone.
Die rolls are turning around.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And she looks so rabid. She is fighting a rabid fox woman.
She doesn't know what your AOO situation is, and I never remember. So I'm torn here between taking another swing with the map.
We're trying to run away.
We're running away. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I was. Yeah.
You're going to
run. I wanted to hit you, have you go down, and then just fucking leave the hedgehog and see if anyone gave chase. She's gonna run.
Right into Barnes.
Oh.
She's going to attempt to run. Does that, do you have an AOL?
I wish. Maybe at level 4.
Again, I got a lot going on. I can't even think who's got AOLs. So she's got one action left.
Oh my God.
With her sword, she just runs up to the door. That's as far as she gets.
Oh, shit.
And she's just, oh, and then she takes 3 points of persistent bleed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Let's see if that happens automatically. It does. And I'll roll a recovery check. Fails the recovery.
Nice. Okay. Yeah,
she's just like, that, she's running
like
away.
Holding her sides. There's a
running
trail
away.
Of blood.
She's bleeding out.
And she's like, Come not! She's calling for her other warrior. Little does she know he's dead.
Dead.
Doesn't hear a response. Letting her go, I think, is just as bad.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So let's see. It's Barnes' turn.
We can't let her go.
Barnes, let's go back to the old streets somewhere in Skywatch. Will the streets have no name? There's two Barnes and a dead hobgoblin.
And the Barnes that's dead standing, I can now see her, right? Emerge, starting to run from the building.
Yeah, that Barnes there. Well, with your dark vision, yeah, maybe you see a figure. I don't know if you know if it's her or not.
I heard her shout.
What,
yeah, you did.
Name?
Yeah, I heard her. Yeah.
Kumquat.
I don't know.
Kumquat. I think I said Kumnot. Kumnot.
Kumnot is dead.
Who said that?
I did. And Barnes going to charge you? For her. How far away am I?
All right, so let's see how far you are. I mean, this is as accurate can be. Where are you from the edge of the map? You are 60 feet in a straight line from her. You're 60 feet away from being right next to her.
Oh.
So crushing.
Can you move, double move, and ranged?
I could swap.
Single move.
But the range on the shock. No, I threw the shocker. I don't
have
it.
It's dark, too. She'd have concealment.
I will pick up the short bow.
Oh.
The guy I just killed.
The Raider short bow?
Yes.
That is a family heirloom.
But
it
then
it doesn't have arrows.
If you pick it up,
a quiver, I guess. But yeah, you're right.
You'd if have you to pick use it up other with, actions for them. If you pick it up with the barns that's near him, doesn't that become the barns that you have to control?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. It's a little bit meta. Well, no, I mean, your instinct was to run up to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just run up to her, you will provide flanking for Asta.
Yep. Yeah,
that's true.
All right, that's what I'll do.
Even if you can't attack this round. She may kill you next round, but, like, we'll get a better shot if you're up there.
Yep.
You're going to triple move?
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the observatory.
Let's put you right there.
Yeah!
You know, I thought, I don't know if it was last episode, but I thought I was like, I can see, the one way out I can see is, like, a sweaty, blood-soaked Barnes has to come through that door at some point and finish it off.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the image that I saw.
he just runs. The other one disappears, and he just starts sprinting right up to her, and short sword in hand, and he just, you know, he kind of slides to a halt right in front of her, and that's the end of the round.
It's Hubert Hedge's turn, and he looks at Barnes coming in. He looks at Asta, and he now realizes what he needs to do.
Soaking wet, covered in blood.
He moves into flanking with Barnes.
Backwards charge.
Right over
she's
the...
She's never... Oh, wait, no, she can't see it.
Right over the body of this creature.
But wait, you're just taking that space from Asta.
Is Asta in that space?
No, I mean, you're... No,
Asta needs to go into that space to attack.
No, I can... wait.
But he could... you know what? He could move, and then shift out of his
space. Oh, yeah.
He's not supposed to be helping us, though. Like, he's already kind of... Hubert?
Yeah, I could attack from the other spaces.
Hubert's going to move into flanking. That's all he's going to do.
But that... That's... Kills our plan.
I can share the space with Hubert, though.
Sorry,
he's small, isn't he?
No. Oh, well, actually, no, but you can't.
I can't?
He's not. He's tiny. He's technically tiny.
Then he would have to be in her space.
I can share his space.
He's a reach of zero. I mean, to hit her.
Right.
But yeah, she should be.
Neither here nor there. So you can go on to Hubert's space.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Cool.
Let me just make sure.
My best friend.
I might just be making that. Tiny creatures can occupy in the same space. A GM can determine that even more than four can fit. Tiny creatures can share a space occupied by a larger creature as well. If a tiny creature reaches zero, it must share a space with a creature in order to attack it. I'm going to rule that Hubert has 5 feet of reach, even though he's tiny. But you can share Hubert's space, should you so decide. It's Asta's turn.
I so decide.
Okay.
Asta. Okay,
with your buddy Hubert. He doesn't know any better. He thinks he's helping.
I know. He's so helpful.
Oh, Hubert.
Did I do it? Did I do it right?
Asta's seen, like, it's all happening, like, basically at the same time, you know? Like, the blue lady runs, Asta runs, and as Asta's running, she sees Barnes, and she's elated. She's like, he's alive. And she's so happy.
Yeah.
And she's, like, smiling as she is just swinging with her katana into this woman.
Roll acrobatics check to not slip on Hubert's trail of pee.
Stop.
DC 40.
Stop.
There's so much
that's
pee.
Slippery
so
pee.
There's wow. pee, there's blood, it's a mess.
That is it comes out like pee.
Oil. Because he goes both at the same hole.
It's like all weird.
Yeah. Ryan, can't spell strike, right?
I can't spell strike. I could
didn't recharge it,
do my movement thing, but I actually don't think I can because I don't think I have any focus left. We haven't had time to recharge any of my shit. Okay, I am going to just hit.
Don't let her get away.
Yeah, just hit.
Yeah, I'm just going to hit.
Don't let her get away.
I'm going to hit awesome style. 19?
Miss.
Off guard?
Yes.
Oh, so, okay. Oh,
man, so it's over a 21 AC.
He expanded bless. So I'm in bless, so 20.
Still a miss.
Oh, yeah, 23 plus AC. That's
all right. I'm gonna just try again.
Fuck, man. I'll take the map. And up.
There's nothing else I can do. I'm gonna try again. That's poopy. Damn. That's poopy for me.
I have to flank.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Softly close.
Damn it. Oh wait. Sorry. I'm in bless. He was aiding me. It would be 21.
Oh wait.
Like he
has age. To try to age.
Yes, but. Yeah. If right, that makes a difference now.
21 would hit.
So let's find out.
So let's see if the aid succeeds.
I just remembered.
So Sakawachi, with fortune teller's lore, rolls a 31.
Whoa!
Holy shit!
You're going to plus two to hit.
That's a hit!
I forgot amazing. Last time. Sakawachi, like, can see the future, can see you hitting it.
Oh, okay. Thank fortune you, Sakawachi. Teller. All right, here we go. So that's going to be... eight points of damage.
Eight
hit points left.
What? Yes!
Just absolutely unbelievable.
I'm just sweating.
Boom. Oh, God. And she crumbles to the ground.
Wow.
Oh. Blood everywhere.
This moment that we're feeling right here is the feeling and sound in the room. Everyone just breathe.
Sorry, I stepped away there for a minute. It was a tactical blunder.
Is anyone else outside?
No, I think that's everyone, but we should bar the door.
There are others, but we should be okay for a moment. I would suggest not running out there again anytime soon.
I wish you had told me that earlier.
Being very explicit now.
I tried to.
Come inside. She pulls Barnes in. She pulls the body of the woman in. She tries to
start to bar the door, barricade it, whatever we can do.
The raiders are the least of our problems. There's other things going on here. And as you're barring the doors and you look out there, Buggles, you see the canal that Barnes jumped into, but it's not where it was before. It's now like slightly to the west. As you're closing the doors and barring it, it's like, I can't believe you even made it back. It's easy to get lost out there. I lost my companions. Did I get your names?
No.
And we'll see you next time.
Nice. I didn't answer because I was like, I think that's a great spot to end.
That's awesome.
We did it! Holy shit!
I told you.
Sorry,
Parlay. We win.
Did it. Wow. Oh.
Wow. I'm going to go drink 1,000 beers.
Yeah.
Nooners!
Nooners!
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.